Granny said, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Come in. Oh, howdy, Lum. Hey, what are you doing away from the barbershop? It's just about 4 o'clock.
Ain't nobody has to tell Al Edwards what time it is. I'm fired.
Fired?
Well, I will be as soon as Mose Moose finds out what I done.
Oh?
Was there any calls for me, Abner?
Well, what have you did to get fired, Lum?
Well, I'll tell you the whole thing in a minute. First, answer me if I got any phone calls. Did Miss Prittle call?
You mean the librarian over at the county seat?
Yeah.
The dream woman?
Mm.
The one you told that you was a big inventor? Most beautiful critter you ever set your eyeballs on? One you said had a voice like syrup dripping on a velvet cushion?
You don't have to describe her to me, Abner. I know what she's like. Did she call?
Yeah.
Hot dog. What did she say?
Well, you can talk to her yourself. You heard her? No. No, that's right. I just hung up.
What'd she say? Did she ask for me?
She asked for Mr. Edwards, the inventor. Is that you?
Well, did she ask how I look and how I was feeling and all that? Did she seem anxious or worried about my health or how I was getting along with my invent?
For the land's sake, Lum, you just met the woman yesterday for a few minutes when you taken all them books out of the library. She didn't sound like she was pining away from being lonesome or was going to suicide herself if you broke one of your hangnails.
Well, it just so happened that there's something between me and her that, it's hard to explain. But I know there's something that's kind of bringing us together.
Sure. 22 miles of dirt road between here and the county seat.
Ain't no use trying to tell you how we feel about one another. What did she say?
Well, stop getting so worked up. She just said that the book you wanted had came in, and she'd set it aside for you, and if you wanted to pick it up, but they close at 6 o'clock tonight.
Abner, this is it. This is my golden moment. Now, ain't that sweet the way she hinted that she'd be through work at 6?
Hinted?
I'll more than likely take her to supper at Charlie's Palace of Ease. They've got tables in there, sort of divided booths. Private-like.
Yeah. Fact is, I went in there once, and some nice-looking woman stepped up to me and said, "Follow me," and I got the embarrassed to run out.
Well, silly, she was the head waiter, the captain.
She never had no soldier's uniform on.
Well, it's a high-class place, Abner.
Oh.
Miss Prittle will enjoy that.
She will, huh?
Yeah, and then I think I'll take her to a movie after supper. Find a good love story. Then is our first real date.
Thought you were broke.
Right, Ann.
Yeah.
Could you lend me a dollar or two, Abner? I'll pay you back.
Oh, sure. Oh, come in, Grandpap, old buddy.
Howdy.
Come in, Grandpap. Well, I better get over to the place and get ready. I'll get Cedric to drive me over. Might even have him put on one of them chauffeur's caps.
Well, now, just a minute, Lum. What's this about you getting fired?
Say, Lum, Mose Moots is looking for you. Seems awful anxious to get hold of you.
What'd you do, Lum?
Well, Mose is looking for me to fire me, I know that. The whole thing started out as an accident. And then when I realized what was going to happen, I just let her go. Oh, I bet Mose is hopping mad. Well, Ms. Hartwick, too, first, that goes.
Huh?
I better not let her catch me for a few days. She'll beat my brains out.
For the land's sake, Lum, what'd you do and what are you so tickled about?
Yeah, you got my curiosity roused up here, something wonderful. Old Mose is all excited over something, too. There's a pretty good crowd over by the barbershop. He hollered at me to see if I could find you.
He did, huh?
I never know he caused that much of a ruckus. Reckon they're fixing to tarn better than me?
Lum Edwards, if you don't tell me what you've done, I'm going to blow up into little bitty pieces.
Oh, yeah, well, Mose went home to take a little nap this afternoon, about 2. Left me to take care of any customers that come in.
Did you cut somebody's throat?
No, just let me tell it my own way, Abner.
Good, hurry.
Well, from about 2 to 4 in the afternoon is the slack period. Ain't hardly nobody comes in the barbershop setting to loaf or argue with one another about politics. And I was tired, too.
What happened, Lum? Did you get in a fight with somebody and slash somebody with a razor?
No, I never slashed nobody with no razor. Just be quiet.
Hmm.
Mose had me working like a dog all morning.
Like a dog?
Washing the windows, sweeping out, polishing up them bottles of hair tonic.
Like a dog?
Bringing in wood for the stove.
Oh, retriever, huh?
Just taking advantages of me.
Thought you were supposed to be apprentice barber.
I am. That and shoeshine boy. Fine thing for me to be known as a shoeshine boy.
What? happened?
Oh, well, that oldest Hartwig boy come in, wanted a haircut. Lucius, I believe his name is.
That's his name.
Lucius Hartwig.
Yeah.
Well, I never wanted to cut his hair, but he insisted.
Crazy boy.
I give him one. You know something? Those dead blame lick-a-trick clippers just won't stop.
I know it. They'll go through a batch of hair like a buzzsaw.
Oh, Granny's, I had a swatch cut through the right side of his hair. You could set a two-by-four in.
For the land's sake.
Looked like an oblong bald spot, I bet.
Did you even it up on the other side?
Yeah. Then it really did look bad.
Did, huh?
Oh, terrible. I kept getting a little more off one side than the other and vice versa, and it weren't nothing but a hedgerow running about the middle of his eyebrows over to the back of his neck.
Oh, Lord.
Looks like he's wearing one of them old Roman helmets.
Well, dog, if he's a chewy-looking boy to start with, I bound your hair looks like the mane on a mule.
Did the Hartwig boy get awful mad at you, Lum?
Yeah, what'd he do, Lum, when he seen himself in the looking glass?
I don't know. I never waited. When I seen how the thing come out, I never waited no longer. I got out and went over to my place and hid.
Oh, Lord, I bound you Miss Hartwig is mad. Mad at you and Mo's both.
Yeah, I reckon she'd like to cut my hair off, too, right from the neck on up.
Yeah, she'd do it.
I hid till I figured she'd cool off some. I bet she'd give old Mose fits all right.
No, ain't no doubt what Mose will fire you. And that's too bad, Lum.
Too bad? Too bad nothing. Don't you see what's happened?
Huh?
See, I owed Mose $500.
You never actually owed it to him, Lum. Well,
according to him, I did. See, I endorsed that check that fella gave me over to Mose, and the check weren't no count.
Yeah, I know that.
So he figures I owe it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he said he was going to make me work it out. So if he fires me, I won't owe him nothing no more.
Yeah, but I don't, as I'll be you right, Lum. If he fires you, you're through working for him.
Sure. And if you're through working for him, you're dead paid.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be a hamstrung monkey's uncle if that ain't pretty smart figure, Lum. I gotta hand it to you.
Oh, you're a genius, Lum. Ain't no doubt about it. I always knowed you had brains. Just took somebody else's head to find it out.
Well, the whole thing will blow over after a while. Then I can settle down again. I want to get part of the store set off so as I can put some inventing equipment in it.
Well, Lum, I think you ought to just be satisfied to run the store like it is for a while now.
But see, I've already told Miss Priddle I was an inventor. I can't lie to the woman I might get married to one of these days.
Lum, you ain't no inventor now, and you weren't no inventor when you told her you was. You've already lied to her.
Well, I ain't going to live a lie.
How?
First, Miss Priddle knows I'm a big, successful inventor. Now, granted, that's what I'm going to be. And I ain't got time to argue with you now, because I've got to get over to the county seat to meet the sweetest woman that ever drawed breath.
Oh.
I'll see you fellas. Cedric, what in the world?
For the land's sake, Cedric, what's happened to your hair?
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Lum, I thought it was a Hartwig boy's hair you cut.
Well, how do you like my new haircut, fellas? It's the latest style.
The latest style?
Yes, Mom, Lucius Hartwig got one like it this afternoon, and all the girls in town's so crazy about it that all the fellas is getting haircuts just like his.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted pop.
Oh, Mr. Lum, Mr. Moore says for you to get back to the barbershop right away. There's a line over there a half a block long waiting to get these new haircuts. You're more likely to have to work all night long.